This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America via the GCN Live Radio Network. And remember now, the Captain's America Third Watch is now available on your Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're looking forward to adding many more radio stations and making them part of the Captain's Army. Now, our radio show is heard on some of America's great leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, plus around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening right now. Thank you for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers too. Thanks for your service to America. Do not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining me for hour number two is my co-host, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And now we're going to bring in Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi, Kyle. Gosh, I'm blessed to be able, it's so blessing to me to be able to have both of you. Anyway, I do have a message for tonight. I was supposed to give, let's see, I think it was Christmas Eve and couldn't get it on. So for you all, and by the way, I'm going to...
Flip is dancing.
Oh, Flip, God bless you. And by the way, you all, we are going to do so many blessings. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to put this right on air tonight. There's a disturbance in here where I live, so I know I'm supposed to put this on. There you go. So whoever's doing it, you're going to quit it. Okay, here we go. This was actually, I did part of this last year. This is written by Lance Corporal James Schmidt. Let's give the credit to who wrote this. Okay. It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I came down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in his home did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. Nothing by the mantel, just boots filled with sand. And on the wall, pictures of far distant lands with medals and badges and awards of all kinds. A sobering thought came to my mind, for this house was so different, so dark and dreary. The home of a soldier. Now I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not who I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon around the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom and I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and soon drifted to sleep. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night. The guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, and he whispered, carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure. One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friends, and to all a good night. I think that is one of the most beautiful things that I've read. Some of you have heard it. It's been on the internet and all over. And to all of our people that are fighting, to all you people, and I know this soldier's made up this 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 program is made up of mostly vets and a lot of soldiers, and a lot of you are listening. And
around the world.
Around the world are listening. And I want to say that these were words from a corporal, but I want to say that I so appreciate, I very, very much appreciate you all laying down your lives, and you are. You are laying down your lives so we can have freedom to be able to speak, and I can come on a show like this and just give my love out. And also to the captain and his son, and I haven't said anything in a long time. I know he gave a lot to the country twice, not once, and he has a son that has served captain. I keep forgetting, is it the 28th year now?
Yeah, and he's a short-timer now coming back from Africa, going to be headed back to Pendleton. And going to get together with his lady friend up there at Fort Lewis, Oregon. And then his orders are for, I'm not sure exactly when, but I'll find out, to come across to Quantico. It'll be the first time he's been on the East Coast in 8 years.
Wow. Now, that's something. I didn't even know that. Well, I'll tell you.
Well, he's going to go to the Marine Corps War College.
Oh, Captain. You should be. You know, by the way,
don't say anything because I don't want to jinx it.
No, no, I'm not. But this is that's good news, Captain. And we won't jinx anything. We're going to keep praying. But I will say this: anybody that served that many years, I mean, you know, it's hard for me to even read this and not cry. And some of you notice I do, because what would we do without the soldiers? Even right now, they're putting their lives on the line everywhere. We don't even know where some of them are. So I hope that many of them hear this message. It comes from my heart. Any of you know, everything comes from my heart, my soul. I don't make things up. But I just thought this was so beautiful, and that's how I feel, you know. But like the soldier said, he's just doing what he has to do, and that's. But still, I just want to say I so appreciate all of you and you veterans. That many of you on the show that make up veterans, I talk to you every day. You're so loved. You're so loved. I think you know that. God bless you all. And Captain and Kyle, you guys, I'll tell you, you work together so well. And Kyle, we so appreciate you. You're a trooper in there. You know how much I tell everybody I adore them. I'm old enough I can say that. I can say that to you, Kyle, because you're young.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Miss Rosemary.
Well, we do love you, and I know the captain appreciates your assistance all there. Anyway, God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you so much to both of you.
All right, that's Ms. Rosemary. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, folks, we had a conversation last night that lit up the airwaves, got a lot of response. I had several hundred emails that I got back about whether or not justice is equal under the law for all. Tell you what we're talking about. Let me come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I want you to trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a logo link there for the USCCA. Now, they are giving away every day a different gun a day. Go over there. Good luck on the chance to try to win the different gun of day giveaway. But check out membership, because membership over there will give you right now $474 worth of free stuff should you decide to become a member right now. Okay, joining me right now, I've got my good friend Kyle Warren, who's helping me co-host tonight. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we have got the one, the only, the incomparable Mr. Picasso is with us again. Hello there, sir.
That's quite an introduction, sir, and I greatly appreciate it. I'm glad we got Kyle to carry the weight for both of us.
That's right.
Tonight.
Well, thank you.
Kyle, we won't get into any of President Trump's tweets and whether he's got it together or not, because the world went crazy. He didn't tweet for about 20 hours, and unbeknownst to everybody, he showed up at El Asad Air Base in Iraq.
And all in our province, the Wild West province. Mm-hmm.
God bless the USA was his only tweet. I mean, I'm lying to him. She got a roaring applause as he spoke. He kissed her on stage, and the military went nuts. He loves the military, I think, and the military has quite an affection for him and her.
Of course.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah,
I think that they understand that he truly has their back. He supports what they're doing. He believes in what they are doing, and I think it absolutely shows that there is no sort of animosity or suspicion about what our U.S. military force is all about and what it's capable of. He's just a straight shooter on that.
Yeah, and you know we got this whole speech on there, and this leads into my big plug tonight. Is that it looks like the captain's getting a lot of new listeners out there. I just want all the military people and all the new captain listeners, because he doesn't talk about himself a lot, and we're just acquaintances that have lunch sometime. But this man who's running this show has two tours of duty in Vietnam, 25 years as a fireman, and you know, one of the most important things that to me personally about this gentleman that I learned was when 9/11 happened, he didn't stand around and look at the television. He went there to help. Is that true, Captain?
Yes.
That's really something. Mm-hmm. And I think your listeners need to know that, who they're listening to, because you have a tendency, you don't talk about it a lot. But he's a true American hero, one way or the other.
Well, thanks, Picasso, but I don't claim to be the heroes are the ones that didn't come back.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. Hopefully there will be less of them around. But, you know, the president, he had a little reverse psychology in his speech. He said, you know, they don't want the wall because of him. And he said, well, I think I know the answer. He can be funny sometimes. He said, I'm going to tell them I don't want the wall, and then they'll build it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, Picasso, you've lit the telephone lines up on me here, but I thank you for your call.
All right.
We'll be talking
Send
to you soon.
Over.
Okay.
All right. Great,
thank you.
Great listening to you.
Thank you, Picasso.
All right. And we got a surprise caller here because I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. It's Dan DeMann in Lafayette, Indiana, one of our favorite callers. Dan's been in government for a while. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good. I listened to your, if there's a dual justice system for
yeah.
Clintons and I think there's a dual system for Democrat presidents in general.
Okay.
I mean, I look at the Clintons. The Clintons always knew where the bodies were buried in respect to their opposition, be it Democrat or Republican. They were very good at opposition research, even for people of their own party. I don't think this is going anywhere with if you had a second council, which I've advocated for.
Sure.
I don't think it would go very far beyond Comey. Maybe the two attorney generals, maybe Holder, maybe Lynch. But I don't think it's going far because, in reality, it goes straight to the White House, the Oval Office, Obama himself.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff. So I don't think there is a fraternity of loyalty, as you could see during George H.W. Bush's funeral. I mean, when George W. Bush got up there and he said that he was brothers with different mothers when he was talking about Clinton. Now, how somebody as dignified and respected as George H.W. Bush could put somebody as sleazy as Bill Clinton under his wing is beyond me.
Now, Kyle, I want you to ask Dan about where he's been and what he's done briefly and tell him to hold it down.
Okay. Where you been and what you been up to?
Well, I can tell you this. Government-wise, I was a White House fellow during Gerald Ford's years, and then I went to Congress. I was a staff member on the Senate Finance Committee and House Ways and Means Committee for years until the mid-90s. And now I teach at Purdue University, which Lafayette's my hometown. But as of...
Do they have a football team there?
Well, they're playing Auburn.
Okay.
They're playing Auburn in the Music City Bowl.
I said that because... We've got the most of the South listening to us right now, so be careful.
Well, I'm going to New Orleans to see my son play in the Sugar Bowl on the 29th. He plays for the University of Texas.
Great.
I got one. Sunday.
Now I can get in on that one. Go Longhorns.
Oh, good. Hook 'em horns. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of my. The Clintons were always known for this, even when they were. Politics in Arkansas. You know, he must have hired a whole department of private detectives to go out and research his opposition.
Right.
You know, be a Democrat or Republican. But I don't think they'll ever do anything to the Clintons. I think the Clintons know it. I'm hoping that the new attorney general will appoint a second counsel, limited in scope, just on the FBI.
Can I ask you a question? If they go after the Clintons, don't they have to go after Obama?
It depends on how far they want to take that investigation.
Okay.
It would be, now if those people want to get their neck out of the news and, you know, drop the ball, drop the dime on Obama, that's one thing. But I don't think they will. I think, you know, right now they're after Trump. And I was kind of like half listening to Fox, and I can't remember the name of the gentleman they had on there, but he said, Mueller's never going away as long as Trump's president. And I've been saying that forever. And, you know, Pat Buchanan said that early on. You don't want a special counsel because this guy's not going away. That's the last thing you want. They'll be looking at all kinds of stuff on him from here until, if he's a one-termer or a two-termer, Mueller's going to be here. He's not going to wind it down. That's just wishful thinking. This guy is out to politically assassinate Trump.
Well, right. Well, you know, but, you know, Trump represents so much upending of traditional Washington culture and the ways that things are done or get done in Washington, and I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, they'll go after Trump because of what he represents, but they're not going to go after Obama because that would upset, you know, traditional and permanent Washington just way too much, don't you think?
That's the first tenet of Obamianism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're completely correct.
Yeah.
But Trump, I think if you held the election today, and I don't care which one of the Democrats you would put, I think it would be closer than it was with Hillary. I think it's going to be one heck of a job for him to get reelected. He's permanently lost white educated women, suburban women. They're not coming back to him, and I don't understand that way of thinking. But you know, as you saw in the last one, I mean, he lost by what, 6-7 million votes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you go back to 1988, you look at George H.W. Bush and Dukakis, Bush beat Dukakis by about 6 or 7 million votes. Now, if you could understand that logic of how the numbers got turned around, but the Electoral College was there, which, thank God, because I would hate to think what Hillary would have done if she would have been president. But, you know, when you get around people today, especially millennials, some of the Gen Xers, they're way left-wing. They worship socialism and Marx, and it's hard to understand a person my age to figure what made them think that way. You know,
well,
and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, part of that is that, you know, in the education system, they've been sort of indoctrinated to a great degree that, you know, all this is fine and Ocasio-Cortez and the free stuff, you know, free stuff banner, basically.
Oh, I know. It's not education anymore. It is. It's political indoctrination. It's ideology. You know, you can think that to the teachers' unions. But I don't understand, you know, if that's what we have to depend on, you know, in another 20 years,
okay,
when we hit middle age, this country's in a lot.
Well, Dan, wrap it up. We got to go, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Well, I just want to tell all you, Kyle, and all your listeners, I hope 2019 is the best year of your life.
Amen, brother. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Kyle, you hang on, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our military report. Some of it's already been done for us. Real simple. The president went where? I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News,
I'm Wendy King. The Iraqi Prime Minister's office says there were disagreements over how to conduct a session with President Trump, so the meeting didn't take place. The White House says there were security concerns about the president's unannounced visit to Iraq. They said that things moved just too quickly for a meeting. The two leaders did get to speak by phone. President Trump and his wife Melania met with U.S. troops at an air base in western Iraq.
We came to Al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do to keep America safe, strong, and free.
He also defended his decision to pull American forces out of Syria. The president spent about 3.5 hours at the base in Iraq before leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this first edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio this morning in hour number 4 at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about the tremendous opportunity available as an aviation maintenance tech, and here's more right now about it.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. A lot of you are in a dead-end job. We know it. You're getting out of the military, don't know what to do. You're getting out of high school. You want a job. You want training. You've been in the VOTEC route already. You like what you're doing. You know you can do some things with your hands. You know you can repair things. You know you can make things. Well, guess what? NAA.edu. Check them out. NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080 for more. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with me tonight. He's doing yeoman work, working with me side by side, co-hosting the show. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Doing fine, Captain. Thanks.
Now, yesterday, before we knew where the president was going to be and what he was doing, the U.S.-led military coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS. And, oh, by the way, here's a question for you. Why did Barack Hussein Obama always call ISIS ISIL?
Well, it's my understanding, Captain, that the term ISIL refers to the Islamic State in the Levant, which I think is some sort of reference to Israel, the land or the Holy Land, basically.
From sea to shining sea, it gives them credence for their existence.
Well, right. So, in other words, it was a much more aggressive terminology for this particular group that we commonly know now as ISIS.
So, yesterday, the coalition fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria announced their airstrikes, and they coordinated more ground attacks. They've been literally pounding them with heavy artillery around the clock from inside Iraq right on the border.
But, exactly right. I mean, so this is, you know, we're starting to see now, of course, as President Trump has said, that ISIS, he essentially said that they've been defeated, but of course, there's a lot of cleanup that is still going on, but their back seems to be broken, and that is a very, very good thing, because as you remember, Captain, under Barack Obama, ISIS was multiplying. I recall reports where people were saying, you know, just get used to it, folks, this is going to be a chronic problem, this is going to be with us for years and years and years. And here came President Trump and said to the military, look, you just go do your thing, basically, and get rid of these very, very bad actors. And they did.
Now, there's something else that I thought about here. Back in the days of Vietnam, sitting on top of a hilltop base camp, watching along the DMZ and into North Vietnam and Laos, and watching the bombing runs that came in with the B-52s, you would see the mountains get a little bit lower and a little bit lower and a little bit lower and a little bit lower, because that's where they were shelling us from, on the backside of those mountains. And then all of a sudden, they'd hit an ammo dump, and then kaboom, there'd go the whole mountain.
Wow, yeah.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, that's eventually going to happen here in this part of Syria.
Probably so. Exactly right.
So that being said, I don't know how many bombs, how much ammunition it's going to take. If it were me, I'd be dropping a Moab or two in there, knowing that they're dug in deep, real deep underground.
Exactly. And we've seen the Moab dropped before. Of course, that stands for the mother of all bombs, and it's aptly named for that. I think it isn't it the largest, most destructive bomb in the arsenal of the military, save for a nuclear bomb, basically.
Where was it developed?
Not sure, to be honest.
Florida.
In Florida, wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right up here in our panhandle air bases. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it is what it is. So, also, the military budget, a lot of people are trying to make hay about this, going, oh, well, gee, our military is not getting paid, and our veterans aren't getting their checks, and they aren't getting this, and they aren't getting that. That's not true. The military is getting paid. The disability checks for the veterans are going out. They're out there. And also, I might add, new claims might be a little slow, because there might be a few people laid off here and there. But it's not as bad as what they're trying to make it sound like.
Well, exactly right. And that's part and parcel of some of the media as well that want to try to exacerbate this government closure as the sky is falling. But you're right. It's not quite as bad as everybody thinks that it is. It's a political weapon by the left and many in the media, unfortunately. But obviously the president has decided he's gonna stand firm on this thing, because the game changes in January when the Democrats take over the House. That's for sure.
Well, it does, and this is what people don't understand. The House is going to go Democrat 100%. They're going to have the votes. They're going to be able to do anything they want. the stabilizing point is going to be the U.S. Senate, and nothing will get through the Senate without the Republicans okaying it. Nothing.
Well, right, exactly, especially when it comes to legislation that is obviously going to be passed. We're hearing about legislation for Medicare for All, this kind of stuff. The Democrats are going to pass a lot of crazy stuff, and you're right, it's going to get stopped in the Senate, but they're going to do that for political reasons because the House is, because they're looking to build their foundation for 2020, and they're going to continue down this road of free stuff, the government getting more influence over your daily life, and they think that perhaps that's the way that they want to go. But America, I think, has a very different idea about that.
Well, I want my free stuff, too, but you know what I want that's free?
What's that?
Gasoline, and I'll drive anywhere.
Right.
By the way, what's the price of gasoline out there by you?
Right now, earlier today, I remember seeing it as about $3.39 a gallon. Cool. Yeah.
Are you holding on to something?
Yep.
$1.99 cash.
Wow. Wow.
Come on down.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, we have all those gas taxes that the people of California...
That are doing what?
We have the gas taxes out here.
But that they're doing what?
Well, the people rejected an initiative on the ballot this last November.
But what are they supposed to be? What are they supposed to be paying for?
Oh, for repairing the roads and stuff.
And bridges.
That's right.
And are they?
Not to the extent, obviously, that they should, because I think the funds get appropriated somewhere else. In my area, there are some projects going on, but generally speaking, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. And what's really interesting, Captain, is that the people actually rejected the repeal of these gas taxes because it was on the ballot. And so that's go figure that if people want to keep paying high prices for gasoline.
And what was the interstate highway system originally built for?
It was designed primarily to move military resources and equipment throughout the country in a very, very fast way.
Bingo, by President Dwight David Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's,
yep.
That's why they laid out that whole system.
Mm-hmm. Exactly correct. Okay, and I am talking to Kyle Warren. Now, Kyle, are you concerned about cybersecurity?
Well, of course, yeah, like everybody.
And the military now is getting into it in a big time, big way.
Mm-hmm, of course. Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? What can we do to make things better?
Well, certainly, you know, there's, I think, two different sort of sides to that. There's the consumer side, people who are shopping online and doing these kinds of things. But then you have intruders coming into systems into the United States of America, also to steal information from consumers, but also to steal military and government secrets. And these are coming from highly motivated, highly financed state actors in many cases that are looking to do things like take control of different systems, bring down power grids, cyber warfare or cyber terrorism. It's a very serious thing, and the military absolutely has to monitor that.
All right, well, folks, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be back with their second highway and byway report. We'll tell you what's going on, tell you where you need to be concerned tonight. Your truck is out there in the highway, and boy, there's a bunch of weather out there. Big, big, big time storms, thunderstorms, possible tornadoes in the southeast coming towards Florida. Lots of rain, lots of snow, and I'll be back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Eastern Seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, 6 days on the road, and somebody's going to make it home tonight. And Cousin Vinny's chiming in. He said, no rusty subs up here in Deskin. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, my co-host for tonight from the Kyle Warren Show. Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
How do you like that? Cousin Vinny chiming in up there in the panhandle up in Deskin. No rusty subs up here at Deskin. Well, we're looking for snow and rain and all kinds of stuff. And Cousin Vinny, let me tell you something. Batten down the hatches, baby. It's coming. Because I'm going to do the Northeast. And then I'm going to let Kyle do the upper northwest. But in New York State right now, I-87 from the Catskills all the way to the Canadian border, I-81 from Binghamton all the way up to the Canadian border, you've got the lake effect snow machines kicked in, and I-90 all the way from Boston to Syracuse, and it looks like it's getting out there. You've also got snow in New Hampshire, snow in Vermont, snow in northern Maine, snow in northern Connecticut, and lots of it. And when that lake effect snow machine kicks in the northeast, look out. So, Kyle, now you take us out there into Wisconsin, Minnesota, North, South Dakota. Also, let's go up into Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Well, from what we know right now, Captain, of course, in the Twin Cities area, this is obviously going to be a lot of winter weather there as well. They're expecting, I think, 1 to 2 inches of snow. Green Bay, Wisconsin, that areas of that state can see as much as 6 inches of snow, we're told. And what we're also seeing on the maps, Captain, are the severe warnings for blizzard conditions going through North and South Dakota. So that's a very, very big deal. Obviously, that's because we have high winds that are expected that drives the snow and can create those blizzard conditions. And so, again, wherever you're traveling in those areas, you have to be very, very careful. Be listening, of course, to any local reports that you might have, and simply make a decision that if you don't have to go out, then don't go out, because we're going to see a lot more as we go through the week, especially into the plain states, where this is really going to intensify, and we're going to have a lot of wind-driven snow.
Now, right now in Virginia, in the mountainous parts of Virginia, as well as North Carolina, South Carolina, North Georgia, North Alabama, North Mississippi, most of Tennessee, you've got rain because the weather is just a little bit warmer there. But coming in behind this, folks, coming in behind this, I-30, Catwoman and Road Dogg, if you're out there tonight, they've got some really bad thunder boomers right there right now. And Arkansas, southeast Oklahoma, northeast Texas, northwestern Louisiana right now, you've got some really severe thunderstorms in the workings right now.
That's right. And certainly, as we look into areas like New Orleans and so forth, we're seeing 3 to 5 inches potential rainfall in those areas as you move through the state there. So this is again big snow turning into rain in many areas, but big rain in the south, no doubt.
Snow in the San Bernardino Mountains, snow in Utah, snow in Colorado, west of Denver and Denver North, up into looks like Idaho and Pocatello, Boise, snow, fog. 4th of July tonight's got fog, no snow. It looks like you got an ice storm coming across I-10, I-8, and the lower part of I-17 coming up into the higher elevations out of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we've had snow in many different states, several inches. Even in Nevada, 15 inches of snow measured at Mount Rose Summit, for example. New Mexico, 8 inches near Cloudcroft, and also in California, 12 inches at North Star Resort. So even out west, you've got some pretty big snow events, and so it doesn't have to, you don't have to be in the Midwest or the North, evidently, but if you are in the Midwest or in the North, those conditions are very severe.
No, we got to keep Cousin Vinny out of trouble. He's still looking for submarines. I think he just wants to be around the winter folks that are down here from the north on their vacations.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe he'll show up at Moss Nissan and get a new vehicle.
Well, he could, and they'd give him a great deal, that's for sure.
Because he is a veteran.
That's right, and you serve, you save.
That's it. Very, 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 very much so, very much so. Okay, well, leading up to Denise Simon, who'll be calling in any minute, we obviously will be talking about the president's trip. And, of course, with Denise, she's also got some other things. Yesterday she gave us a couple of real interesting tips that came right off the barn burner. That terrorist alert, we'll ask her about that. What happened to that? Remember the one out of Barcelona?
That's right, and that was very significant. We talked about that earlier yesterday morning as it was breaking.
Yeah, and we just got it. And then, of course, Colonel Jim Warshak and myself and you, we talked about a lot of different things. And the colonel is part of covert ops, if you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Al-Qaeda. Okay, Al-Qaeda. Denise wants to talk about Al-Qaeda, so I'll see what she has there to offer.
Well, and we'll be glad to hear what she says about that, because that's a term that we don't hear a lot about these days. It's always been about ISIS. So we'll be interested to see what Denise is going to tell us about Al-Qaeda.
ISIS and Hezbollah and Hamas. I haven't heard Al-Qaeda mentioned in a little while. So let's drift down over here. Joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle's with me again this morning. What is it you want to talk about with Al-Qaeda?
Well, interesting, in the last couple of days, there's been a lot of chatter coming out of the intelligence community and the Pentagon that Al-Qaeda is making itself more relevant again. And it's kind of interesting that Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, even Whitaker, the acting attorney general, the AG, the Department of Justice, are all saying that they're going right back to the plane operation again.
You mean like 9/11?
Yes.
Good Lord.
With some newer type technologies that they have been working on acquiring. So it's not that it's just in Afghanistan, because, you know, that's certainly an issue, but in Africa too. So I think we have kind of what's old is new again. I guess we could say it that way.
Well, is this coming out of Yemen by chance, the bomb makers and all that?
No. It is, I think the hub is really still in Afghanistan. And so he Dunford, is still a proponent of staying in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be, and let's not forget that we've got the Afghanistan reconciliation team, if you will, with the negotiating with the Taliban, Zalmay Khalilzad, and they, when it comes to the Taliban, they're actually training people, as many as 2,000 a day in various locations in Afghanistan.
Wow. Okay.
We're going to have to rethink some things in this life.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Denise Salmon from FoundersCode.com and Kyle Warren, too, as we go into hour number three of the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country on your favorite radio station. And if your radio station's not carrying this broadcast, call them up and say, hey, go to GCN Live and demand it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.